Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Oh, boy. All right, listen, I'm going to start this off by saying I know 2020 has been a mess. It has been just a disaster. This news that I have is not going to make this any better. Taco Bell has announced they are no longer including menu items starting on August 13th, and you're not going to be happy about this. The grilled steak soft taco, the seven-layer burrito, nacho supreme, beefy Frito burrito, spicy tostada, triple-layer nachos, spicy potatoes soft taco, cheesy fiesta potatoes, loaded grillers, chips and dips, and the mini skillet bowl will no longer be on the Taco Bell menu starting August 13th.
I don't go to Taco Bell very often, and every time I do, it's a treat for the senses. I thought Taco Bell had five things on its menu. I thought it had taco, soft taco, burrito, some sort of thing you hold in your hand that looks like a Frisbee, and soda.
Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Kevin, how often do you go to Taco Bell?
I try to go once a week, but I am devastated that they're taking out chips and dip.
I try to go. I fit it in.
Okay, Nacho Supreme.
That was the big one that really threw you off. I do want to say thank God that I didn't hear the word quesarito anywhere on that list.
Well,
because that is Rain 2020 is bad enough.
It's bad enough. Rain.
The quesarito will also be removed from menu boards.
Oh!
But it will still be available to order digitally through the Taco Bell website or app.
Who orders Taco Bell website?
What sense does that? So they have the stuff for it. You just can't order it at the drive-thru. That makes zero sense.
It's the In-N-Out secret menu, apparently.
If that's the case, then from now on, go through the Taco Bell drive-thru like a real red-blooded American does at fast food and say, I'll take a quesarito. And they'll say, well, it's August 14th. We don't have them anymore. Wink. And then I go, okay, wink, give me a quesarito. And they go, you can only order it through the website or the app. I'm ordering it now. Make me a quesarito.
I'm literally in the drive-thru.
Okay, then I'm gonna sit here and hold up your GD line while I pull while I download the app, create an account, try to remember a password. Like, okay, this is on you now. Now you're all backed up.
So that must have something to do with the time it takes to make it, right?
Possibly, but one of the reasons why they're getting rid of some of these things off their board is because, they want to add new items. Two new items that they're adding include the $5 Grande Nachos box. And
even as a lactose intolerant person, I have to tell you it's worth the diarrhea.
and a $1 beef burrito will become a permanent addition to the Cravings value menu.
Okay, now I do need to say
something.
Okay,
so they got rid of 40 items and added two.
Right. So the reason why is a quote from Taco Bell, to make room for new fan favorites, continued progress in categories such as plant-based diets, and even opportunities for the return of some classics on a limited time basis. So they're removing things so that they can offer more plant-based things, which...
Okay, I support that. I support
which
that.
Which is cool, I guess.
We just order those things with plant-based meat.
That's what I was thinking. Why can't you do that?
But a $1 beef burrito, just remember, they are still making profit on that.
Gavin, how much do you think that, like, a tortilla costs, though?
I don't know.
When you buy tortillas in that much bulk, they're probably, like, 3.5 cents. You sprinkle in a little bit of beef, and, I mean, I can see how they could turn, like, a 60-cent profit on it.
I guess my heart would probably go to the realm of, I hope that they can't buy beef from an animal for the remaining 97 cents.
I understand that, but I mean, when you buy in bulk the way that they do, it's like when we go to Raley's.
Right, of course.
Okay, so Kevin, your top three items at Taco Bell.
Doritos, Los Nachos, nacho cheese flavor, chips and cheese, and then cinnamon twist to end it off. And sometimes, if I have extra money, a caramel empanada. They're only $1.
Oh, my God.
What is toasted to perfection and the caramel, like, drips on the side and kind of burns your mouth?
How often have you been to the Taco Bell Cantina downtown since it opened?
Twice.
See, I haven't even been there yet.
It's so fun. The alcohol Baja Blast is crazy. And then they have nacho boxes. That's like chips and cheese
everywhere.
With
they have
meat.
Nacho boxes everywhere.
Oh. Well, they put it in a like a cute container. And then you take it out like and school lunches where you have the little tray. And then you go sit with your friends.
Most places have trays. You put your food on to go sit down with
you
your
food.
What?
Do you go there with friends?
Not right now. It's social distancing.
Okay.
I get it
so
to
it
go.
So it is just
curbside.
Like lunchtime for you.
Oh!
For your information, during lunch, I ate in the bathroom. How do you feel now, huh?
I feel like that was the right place for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.